Om Shanti. 31st December 2018, Monday. Today's blessing is, may you be seated on your seat of self-respect and give respect to all and thereby be respected by all. May you be seated on your seat of self-respect and give respect to all and thereby be respected by all. Always remain stable in your elevated self-respect. Be humble and continue to give respect to everyone. For this giving will become a form of receiving. To give respect means to put zeal and enthusiasm into other souls and enable them to move forward. By constantly staying in your self-respect, you will automatically have all attendance. Because of your self-respect, the world will respect you and you will become worthy of receiving elevated respect from all. So remain stable in your elevated self-respect, self-esteem, and give respect to everyone. And if you do this, this giving will become a form of receiving, and when you give, you will receive. From long time, we have labored under inferiority complex, and for long we have sought God with prayers, with pleadings, by different form of worships, and in all those worships we have told Him what we are, and we are nothing in front of you, and many such things. On the surface it looks like the act of humility, but somewhere deep within there was a sucking inferiority complex, and which never allowed souls to uplift themselves. So the first thing that Baba has done after coming here is to pump the souls with Swaman, self-esteem, higher consciousness. The first thing that Baba told us when He came is that who we are actually. The moment we realize who we are, all the bondages, all the illusions, all the delusions, all the hypnosis of body consciousness just disappeared. So the most important thing is to know who we are, who I am, and to remain stable. And who is with me, there's another component to that. So when these things are in our intellect, our stage of the mind remains high. In today's Sakar, Murli Baba said, form the habit of talking with yourself. Self-talking, self-contemplation. Form the habit of sharing points of knowledge with others. Form the habit of churning this knowledge or staying in this knowledge. And Baba said, you are lighthouse. While moving around, while talking, while doing everything, you are lighthouse. Lighthouse means the ones who show light to others. So no matter what we are outside in the material world, whether financially speaking or when we talk in terms of position, post, we have all been given a very elevated swamans, self-respects. There was a man and he became bankrupt. He was a big businessman in America and he became bankrupt. And He was running out of all his money and gradually went in depression. And once he had gone to the seashore and sitting there despondent, totally in despair. And suddenly a man appears in front of him and the man says, "What happened? Do you need something?" He looked up and saw an old man. And he told him his story. "This is how things have happened. All the deals, all my business, everything have gone into colossal losses. What should I do?" So the man says, "I can help you." And he takes out a check. And $5 million check he gives to this man. And says to him that after 1 year, I'll meet you at the same place. So this man gets exhilarated. And he thinks, now I have this check. And with this, I can do anything. But then again, a next thought comes to him. Why don't I keep this check safe and try on my own again? And when I know all the time that this check is there all the time with me, and whenever it is needed, I will just draw the money. So he keeps that check in safe and starts working all over again. And every time he has a thought that I have the check with me, I have the check with me, and there's nothing to worry. And gradually he builds up his lost empire again. And again he is a wealthy person. And now he remembers, now 1 year has passed, and that man had called me, let me go back to him. And in that check, there was one thing written, 5 million dollars, and it was signed John D. Rockefeller, one of the richest men in the world. John D. Rockefeller. So this man thinks that person was John D. Rockefeller. And he is so happy. So now he reaches the same spot after 1 year. And throughout this year, he was, every time he would get depressed, he would think, I have that check with me. I have that check with me. Before I withdraw, let me try once again without it. And after 1 year, when he reaches the spot, the old man comes. But lo and behold, along with that old man, a sister comes, a nurse from the hospital. And she catches that man and says, he is our patient. And he suffers from psychiatric illness. And every person he meets, he tells that person that he is John D. Rockefeller. And he carries a fake check with him. And this is how he has deceived many. But he is our patient under treatment, and he keeps on running out of the hospital. So I have come to take him away. So this sister, that nurse, takes that man away. Now this man is lost into thinking, what is it that made him work so hard? Was it the money? Money or no money? That's not the question. It was that belief. It was that power. It was that faith. It was that conviction that I have money with me. Anytime I can withdraw, whenever it is needed. And that filled him with a greater consciousness, greater self-esteem. And he never felt lonely. So there are two things. Who I am and who is with me. These two things will not allow the soul to go down. So Baba is saying, always remember who you are. Always get stabilized, remain seated in the seat of self-respect. And the more you are situated in your own self-respect, it will not happen that those who are situated in self-respect would insult others. The very fact that if somebody is insulting someone, the person who is insulting is far away from knowledge, is far away from that stage of soul consciousness and saman and self-respect. So it's because how we perceive others That's very important. And more important than that is how we perceive ourselves. What is my own self-image? Self-portrait? What do I feel about myself? So, to remain seated in that self-respect means to be aware exactly who I am. Yesterday, sister was saying, we should ask a question to ourselves. Any thought is arising, from where that thought is arising? What is the bed? What is the source from where that Ganges is flowing? This is very important. Anything that comes in my mind, from where that has come? All the time we are thinking something and suddenly an impure thought, a vicious thought, a waste thought, a thought to hurt other, a thought to revenge, to avenge, to take revenge comes. And it goes away. It has come and it has gone. It remained there for a fraction of seconds. But even if it has come, from where it has come, which is that bed of subconscious mind from where it is arising? What is that feeling from where it is arising? What is that unfulfilled, unsatiated desire from where it has risen? That is more important. Rather than suppressing any thought, rather than judging any thought, rather than becoming a judge and pronouncing judgments and punishments, this thought should not have come. Why it came? Yesterday night we were discussing two things. Practice and another is understanding. Which is more important? Practice. I am practicing. I am practicing to detach from body. I am practicing to become soul conscious. I am practicing to follow Srimat. I am practicing something. It is not about practicing is a good thing. But before practicing, there is something else. And that is understanding. And that is samajh. I am practicing not to put my hand into fire from last 10 years. What do you think about this? It is not about practice. When you know that it burns, you will never do that. Foolishness. So the focus should be on understanding thoughts, emotions, feelings, desires, from where it is arising. Just to understand. Don't try to judge, don't try to cut it, negate it, don't try to suppress it, repress it, don't try to exaggerate it, don't try to modify it, face it. This is the thought which has come. Now this thought, I am not here to analyze the quality of this thought. I just want to know from where it is arising, one. Second, what is it? Do I really want that? Is it really me or I am something else? So this understanding is very important. What I do, you know, just imagine there is a train and people are sitting in that train. Have you seen how restless they are in train? Sometimes they take out a bag and open it and keep it inside. Sometimes they look outside and then sometimes they see who is coming and who is going. And sometimes they talk with somebody who is near them. And sometimes they are idle and sometimes they are listening. So how restless people are when they are in the train. That's the time when one is free. But that's the time we are what we really are. When one is alone in room, one. When one is traveling, it's a 4-hour journey and we are just sitting. Otherwise when we are engaged, otherwise when we are doing seva, it's all right. We are situated in thoughts of Soman, but our real us, real me, is when I am alone. Dadi Janki had said once, what you think during traffic control, that's who you really are. Throughout the day, whenever traffic control song is played, and you get stabilized for some time, though your body becomes standstill, but does your mind become standstill? In that moment, where the mind goes, that exactly is the character of the person. So, most importantly is what I am when I am alone, what I am when I am locked up in my room, what I am when nobody is seeing me, what I am thinking, that is exactly is real me. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba said, whenever you get free time, remember me. For example, you are in the office, you have lot of time, remember me. You are in the train and you have no time to do, nothing to do, just remember me. You are come back from office and you are at home preparing food, remember me. So this remembrance also is like Baba said, just think, just as 2 days back, there was a word in Murli, we are unadulterated travelers. Oh, Vyabhichari Rahi. We are unadulterated traveler to the gods, Shiva Baba's home. So, most importantly is, who am I when I am all alone? When nobody is watching me, nobody is seeing me? And that time, whatever thoughts that are arising, from what level, from what bed, Are these thoughts arising from some fear, some phobia, some insecurity? What? Rather than controlling the thoughts, more important is to see them as detached observer and to see the plane, the platform, the bed from where that thought is arising. So, practice of self-respect means practice of higher consciousness. Practice of self-respect means practicing who I am. And the difficulty is in who I am not. But how can there be any difficulty in practicing or in understanding who I am? This is a very plain and simple teaching that Baba is giving us. That I am this.
Just think. You know, one of the best yoga is to go alone and sit somewhere, all alone, and to think, I am this. That's it. A simple thought, I am an imperishable soul. That's it. We have so many yoga techniques, but the best is only one sentence. I am something which is not this body, but something which is a point of light. That's it. Sit and churn and meditate and contemplate and reflect on just this one sentence. Just I am soul. This most important chapter is soul. That's it. Keep on thinking only about this for hours together. There is so much depth hidden in just this one point. Yesterday's entire Murli was on Bindu point. Understand the account of one. Know the account of one. And become great. Be a point. Remember the point. Remember the point who is God. Exploring soul. Unpacking soul. This is the best yoga. And just as we remember, when we think I am body, automatically I remember all the relations of the body. The moment I remember I am body, automatically everything related to body comes to me. In the similar manner, the moment I remember soul, I am not trying to remember even Supreme Soul. Just I am trying to remember I am soul. The moment I remember soul, so everything connected to the soul will come back. Everything connected to the soul will come back. Will come back to my consciousness. So you know, go in nature, mountains, lakes, sceneries, where there is solitude, where there is calmness. Sit somewhere all alone, where there is neither even the sound of or talks of human beings, where there is no word you hear from, where there is no human noise. To go in such place all alone every day, spending some time all alone, at least 1 hour, all alone, and practicing what? Sitting, and not doing any churning as such, but just practicing soul consciousness. Only one thought: I am soul. What is hidden in me? Because there is a lot of expansion, and probably sometimes we are lost in expansion. And that's why the best yoga is to calm the mind. The best yoga is just soul consciousness. Baba, when Brahma Baba was there, he used to take all those children, dadis, to different mountains of Abu, and they would go in different directions, sit, and everybody would be given just one soman. I am imperishable soul. Just think on this for 1 hour. I am an imperishable soul. That's it. No such yoga that I am going out of body, reaching subtle world and all those things. Nothing. Just practicing soul consciousness. This is the best form of yoga. I am soul. Now think, I am imperishable soul. I am indivisible soul. Burn cannot, fire cannot burn me. Water cannot wet me. Air cannot dry me. I am the soul. I have taken multiple births. And see, a string of bodies. These are the 84 bodies. I have traveled from one body to another body. Jumping into one body to another body, male, female, male, female, male, female, sometimes male, sometimes female. Seeing yourself, see all the different bodies that we have taken for 84 births. Yesterday Baba said, finish this, discuss this chakra of 84. So, one of the best method is just practicing soul consciousness, nothing else. Not even remembering Baba. Not even remembering Paramdham, not even remembering subtle world, not even remembering any other thing. Just one practice. And where it has to be done? All alone. It can be done in Baba's room as well. But we should have the practice of doing it anywhere. We are busy and there are 100 people around us and we are in intense service. Just one practice. But that practice, the more it is in the morning, then only it will come in the afternoon or evening, or two times it has to be there, morning and evening. In between would be the result or effect of what we are doing in the morning and what we are doing in the evening. Evening would get reflected in the morning, and the morning would get reflected throughout the day. So there has to be just one practice. I am soul. I am soul. I am soul. That's it. Because soul is so deeply attached to this body. And all the questions of the life are because of body consciousness. All the fears and insecurities are because of body consciousness. If body consciousness is the root cause of all the vices, sorrows and suffering, then soul consciousness is the fountain of all happiness, all joys of life. So today is the last day of this year, and we are bidding farewell to the old year and ushering into new year. Every time we plan, as I was telling yesterday also, promises, I make this promise, I plan this, and every time it is broken. So rather than doing, it's a good thing that we make promises, but even more important than promise is understanding. Try to understand why I do this. Because every soul is so complex, with so many intricate sanskars within, that we ourselves have lost. So rather than, if you want to give up anything, understand that thing. Understand the truth of that thing. Understanding will free you. As I said yesterday also, complete understanding is complete freedom. Any addiction, person tries to give up something but is fails. One man was saying, I have taken this pledge of brahmacharya 4 times. What does that mean? Is a great thing? Pledge means only once, but with complete understanding. Then you don't have to even take the pledge. Automatically it will happen. You don't have to do anything. Just try to understand things. Do you take pledge that I will not put my hand into fire? I pledge. Baba, throughout the day, even if I see something is cooking, I will not put my hand in it. This is my pledge. Do you do that? Do we have to do that? No. If we have to take some pledge, probably that thing is still attracting me. Remove the seed of attachment which is within me. I don't have to take pledges for things. I'm not talking against pledges, but that pledge, even if taken, should be with complete understanding. Then only that pledge will become, and that will become a natural thing. Have we taken pledge that I will remain body conscious today? It is so natural. In the similar manner, for this has become natural to know that this is not the truth. This understanding will free us from all pledges and promises and plannings. The real planning is real understanding. Understanding things is the only planning. So the new year, what is the planning? Understanding, samaj. And what is the way to samaj? Study of avyakta murlis. So as we said yesterday also, there are 31 days. So what we have to do? 31 murli, revision of 31 murli. Which 31 murli? Every year there is a murli of 18th January. And that thing we have done here long back, 2 years back probably. We have done that once. But now this is everyone's individual task. Every day, read those murli, take out few points, and throughout the day try to revise them. Because from the study of murli, what will come? Understanding. Otherwise, what is the way to for understanding? We need knowledge for understanding. And today's Sakar Murli Baba said, keep sharing points of knowledge with each other. Keep talking with yourself. Stay in this knowledge. Raman karo. In this knowledge. There's a beautiful knowledge Baba has imparted us. So, study of murli will lead to understanding. And understanding will lead to freedom from addictions. If at all you want to take a pledge, take the pledge that I will study this murlis. Because that is the lost art somewhere in today's Brahmin family. We do not try to go back and revise everything that which we have lost. Now the question is, people ask, from where we are going to get all those murlis? You got God. And you can't search murlis? That is the first question they ask. From where we are going to get all the 18 January murlis? One more thing, there is a PDF which we will send, which contains all the murlis, only 18 January murlis. So you can take out print out of that if you need. But those who don't have all those things and those who remain away from the digital world, the best way for them is to go to the literature department and purchase from there. So this will profit Yagya also. Om Shanti.